My name is Chris Johnson, and I feel like absolute fucking dog shit right now. Just not good. Mentally, I feel fine. I'm good mentally. I'm not like fucking depressed or anything right now. Motherfucker, I'm in the middle of 5 straight days off, and I am doing fucking glorious. Little disappointed that tomorrow's my last day off. Or, if you're listening to this on Wednesday, today's my last day off. But whatever, man. If I want to keep fucking living here, I gotta fucking make money. If I want to make fucking money, I gotta fucking work. But as I've said multiple times, my dream is just to do fucking nothing at all times. But I didn't really do nothing during my time off, though. On Saturday, I went to the movies, and I picked up my fucking Buffalo Marathon packet. I had the Buffalo Marathon, 6:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, and I did it on 2 hours of sleep. You know why? Because I got a huge set of fucking balls, that's why. And because I wasn't that tired. I got up at fucking 2 in the afternoon on a fucking Saturday. What was I supposed to do? Like, how much sleep am I supposed to get? If you get up at 2 in the afternoon, going to bed at like fucking 2:30, it's like the best I can do. Then I ran the goddamn thing in 4 hours, 46 minutes, and 3 seconds, which officially is like 47 seconds better than my time last year. But unofficially, on my app, I did it like a minute 40 slower. So I don't know what to fucking believe. Actually, believe the goddamn official time, because officially, I finished quicker. But the app told me to go fuck myself. But it's not fucking normal. It's like, a marathon is 26.2 miles. The app says like 26.6 or 26.7. I don't know what kind of monkey math they fucking used to map out this goddamn course, but it's fucked up. And I know other people have done it and was like, dude, what's this extra half mile shit? So it's not just me and my app. It's not my fucking phone or the GPS. It's the fucking course. After I did the marathon, I went out to a fucking campsite and hung with my cousins for a few hours. My legs felt like shit that day. Yesterday, I was at my fucking buddy's house and I was there for like fucking, I don't know, 10 hours maybe? Long time. My legs didn't feel great then either. And today I had a fucking bar league softball game. And I thought, you know what? I'm okay. It's 2 days removed from the fucking marathon. We beat the shit out of this fucking team, like 27-10, which felt fucking great. Finally, everything fucking came together. But here's the fucking problem. We had a full roster today. So for the first time this season, I sat out a couple innings and I was like, you know what? Great. Fine. My legs feel like fucking shit. Like I can fucking sit for a few innings. But I ended up going back in the game later on. I mean, I'm fucking there. I got my goddamn jersey. I might as well go play a few fucking innings, right? But I had a couple hits and I had to run the fucking bases, which proved to be a huge problem. Look, I stretched out before the game. I did some running before the game just to get my ass loose. Stretched out my fucking legs the same way I would before an actual race. So like I was ready to go. I was as prepared as I could have fucking been to run these goddamn bases. But it's different when you're running the bases than when you're just like actually running. And to be honest with you, if I did an actual run, like if I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do like fucking 3-4 miles today, I probably would have felt pretty shitty doing that as well. My fucking groin hurts. My knees hurt and shit. And like when you gotta fucking make explosive movements and fucking run fast, like I hit a fucking double. So I gotta fucking like get the second base. I'm like rushing to beat a throw. And as I'm doing it, I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Your legs feel like shit right now. And then like the next guy got a hit. I'm fucking running the third. And third base coach is like, you gotta fucking score on this. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. Like my legs suck. So I'm fucking running home, right? I'm running home as fast as I fucking can. And then I take a peek to the outfield. And I see that like a fucking throw is coming. I'm like, I'm gonna get thrown out at home plate. And it's gonna be a fucking disaster. And then the catcher like moved a little bit like in my way. He was going to play the ball. Must have been a dog shit throw. I'm not looking at the fucking throw at this point. I'm just trying to concentrate. I keep my fucking groin and my fucking legs in one fucking piece so I can score this goddamn run. So catcher gets in my way and I'm thinking like, dude, I got no agility right now. I got no quick movements. I can go in a straight line. So it's like, ah, motherfucker. And I try to avoid the fucking catcher. And then the goddamn ball hit me. I don't know how the fuck that happened. Hit me in the fucking leg. I went down like I got shot by a fucking sniper. And I like missed the plate. I fucking tried to avoid this guy. I got drilled with the fucking ball in the legs. I don't know if it fucking bounced. I don't know if it hit me on the fucking fly. I just know it fucking hit me and it sucked. And then I know I fucking like stumbled around like a fucking drunk and I missed the goddamn plate. And then the guy behind me is like, get out of the fucking way. He's coming at me like a goddamn freight train. And like, I haven't touched the plate yet. I'm like 2-3 feet beyond the fucking plate. Haven't touched the plate yet. If this motherfucker touches the plate, he passes me and like, there's an out. Like you can't fucking pass guys on the goddamn base paths. So like, I'm fucking like stumbling up, like reaching my fucking foot out, like I'm playing Twister and shit. And I finally touched the goddamn plate and like, he almost like bowled over me. But like, what are we supposed to fucking do? And then like, I get back and they're like, how are your legs? Fucking horrible, bro. Fucking horrible. My groin feels like garbage. Both of them. Right and left groin. Dog shit. I'm fine standing here right now. But like when I move, it's not good. In truth, I'm not really much worse than I was Sunday after the run or even yesterday. At my buddy's house, we were just playing this like frisbee game. We're gonna like fucking throw a frisbee and knock a fucking bottle off a fucking steak. It's fun. It's a fun game. It sounds fucked up when I describe it like really quickly like that, but it's an awesome game. And I remember like just trying to catch a frisbee and I made like too sudden a move and my fucking groin hurt then. My left knee kind of feels shitty right now, though, the IT band. I know you know what the fuck I'm talking about, but that sucks. IT band problems suck. I gotta fucking stretch that shit. I got some stretches for it. Like, I'll be fine. I was toying around with the idea earlier today. I thought, like, I could probably do like a 5K this weekend. There's 5Ks this weekend. You can get your ass back out there. Absolutely not. I'll try to run tomorrow, maybe a few miles, like slow shit. Not fucking sprinting and starting and stopping and trying to score runs and getting hit with fucking stray balls, stray softballs right in the fucking legs. I've never gone down before. This isn't like back in the day when I'm like sliding in the bases and shit. I'm not fucking sliding this fucking league. It's old man softball. What are you, fucking nuts? Running a marathon takes a fucking ton out of you. I think I might have to take some time off, I guess. I don't know. Maybe rest the legs a little bit. But like I said, I think I'm going to try running tomorrow. We'll try running tomorrow. We'll try it. If we can do it, great. If not, fuck it. We'll wait until Thursday. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do yet. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Hopefully with a better set of groins. Is groins plural? Like knees? I don't know. Who gives a shit? But that's when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode's there. But I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio or wherever the fuck. On my Twitter, Johnson Hate You. Instagram, it may be the number 5 minutes. And this shit will be my Facebook timeline for you.